Hey guys, it's your best fight friends, Rachel Solo here, and let's talk Valentina Shevchenko and her next fight against Lauren Murphy. So I wanted to talk about this and just share my reaction. So I noticed people in the MMA community, my husband being one of them, another example, John Anik. I hear this over and over again, like Lauren Murphy, like if anybody deserves this, like it's her. And so I trust that in the community. I haven't been around as long to know how much she deserves this, but I do know, I can tell from the reactions of other people that Lauren, she's just got, like, she's got some credibility. She's got, like, people are like, yeah, like this fight is good that it got made and that it needs to happen. Here is my reaction. So I've seen both these women fight, and I have some like knowledge of just kind of like their personalities. Very little, right? Like, I mean, I'm not actually, I've never met either of these women, but you know, as a fan. And yeah, first, let me tell you, like, before I give my prediction for the fight, this is just how I feel kind of going into it. Man, I'd be okay with either person winning. Like, I want to see both women get in there and just do their best. I am so, like, happy for Lauren to get this shot. I'm happy for Valentina to get another opportunity to defend her title, her reign, like, what everything that she's got going for her. And I had the opportunity when the UFC was in Houston last to go to, you know, they have all this fan stuff. And Valentina was there. She came, she wasn't fighting on the card, but she was there. And she did this fan thing. It was like a, kind of like a AMA, but like in person there. She was on a stage and took questions from fans. And here's what I noticed. There was something like really genuine about Valentina and something very present about her, like that she, it seems like in every moment she's present because she wasn't rushing through anything. It wasn't like, okay, hurry up and let's like get these questions and I'm going to very quickly answer and move on, or letting like the people around her kind of guide everything there. She has a presence about her that's strong and confident and like she is there, but she's also very present. Kelsey, I keep pointing because Kelsey usually sits right here, but he's not here. Kelsey used, when we talked about when the fight got made, he used the word kindness, that Valentina is kind. And she really was, like, when these fans asked her questions, she took them with grace. A fan asked her to say, hey, my mom at home, who's not here, like, was holding up their phone, like, can you, like, say something? And she took that very serious, like, and what I say about being present and not rushing anything, she asked like for the mom's name, and then she said okay, and then she said, she didn't just say something fast, she said something that seemed to just be so kind and loving in that moment that like I cried. I was standing out there on the edges at Discovery Green in Houston, and like I was like wiping tears away in my eyes because there's something just so, just, I don't know, like I feel like if I was in front of Valentina and talked to her that I would have her full attention and that she in that moment would want me to feel like I am the whole and complete person that I am. And that is just something really, really special, guys. Now, let me talk about Lauren Murphy. I've also not met Lauren Murphy, but my husband interviewed her and was at a gym where she was training. And there is something so special about this woman as well. And I'll link to the story. Gosh, I'll have to dig to find it. I'll try to link to the story that Kelsey did on the write-up of this, but he came home to me with this story about Lauren Murphy and about somebody, you know, I make up the story, has had a life where she's had to persevere. And there's this story of where she's with her trainer and she's coming in to a fight. And as they're about to like make the walk in, like she turns and says something, so I'm totally paraphrasing this because I don't have it in front of me, says something like, will you still love me? Like, if she lost in the ring, like, whatever happened. And that her trainer was like, absolutely. So, like, that, just that story is just such a beautiful story of a human being wanting love, unconditional love, and to belong and to be safe. And then another human being who's like, you got that. Like, I can give that. Like, I'm here. I'm giving that. Like, don't worry about anything. Like, yeah. So, I have special, like, feelings about each of these women. And I'm just, I'm so excited to see their fight. Like, it's always I think it's a special thing when I get to see two fighters that I care about step in and fight one another. Like, I just think that it's really, really special. So the fight. My very early prediction is that I think Valentina is going to win. The last time I saw Valentina fight, I didn't see any. Oh my gosh, I feel like giving analysis on fighting and MMA. I'm like, I'm not qualified for this. Anyway, I am a fan though, and so part of being a fan is giving, like, analyzing, like, the sport even when, you know, you're not qualified to do so. Anyway, I saw her very dominant and confident in that fight. And then when I saw Lauren Murphy, the last time I saw her fight, also confident. But I did see some places where I thought maybe Valentina would exploit. Now, when you're fighting, like, Valentina, you might fight different. You got a different strategy, different game plan, and I totally get that. But my early, like, prediction is Valentina. But let me say this. I think that it is something for Valentina to get in there and defend her title, like, yet again. I think that that's really important to her overall, if she has, like, a desire or a goal or a legacy, whatever it is that she's doing in MMA. But I think that it is so special to come in against somebody who's so dominant, and this is what Lauren Murphy gets to do, and she gets a chance to, like, get the upset, make history, and I think that that is really amazing. I also think that no matter what happens, that it is something to say that you made it so far in your career that even if you lose, like, you fought like this person. You did it. You went in there. You gave it your all. You did your best. So I know that Lauren Murphy's going to bring her best to this, and I am excited to see that. Whether we get another solid defense from Valentina or we get a huge upset with Lauren taking it, I'm really excited for this fight. I'm glad I'm going to get to see it. I don't think I have anything else to say. So, hey, let me know in the comments, what are your early fight predictions for this? What do you think? Do you like these fighters? I don't know. Say whatever you want in the comments. And we will, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to the channel. We appreciate it. Give us a thumbs up. If you're on podcast, review and subscribe to the podcast channel too. All right. We'll see you next time, Best Fight Friends.